So, do we really think about what harvest means? I might need some help here. So, girls, I need seven girls to come up. Come up, girls. How many have I got? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes!
Perfect number.
Perfect number. So, can you stand in a line along the front? One. Hold it in front of you. That's it. We might have to get you to hold them up in a minute. Okay. That's it. We're going old school today, rather than doing it on the overhead. Okay, hold your cards up, girls, so everybody at the back can see. So, we're spelling out harvest, our theme for this morning. We can use these letters, though, to help us look at harvest time. So, Jazz, could you rearrange everybody? This is going to test you now to spell out earth. You might have to get a couple of people to step back. Want them to move down? Oh. Right. Have we got earth, everybody? I can't see from behind it. Well done. Harvest time is about celebrating the things that the earth provides. We see so much produce in our shops from all over the world. We are fortunate to have so much variety. Some of it's familiar. You go into the supermarket and you see the usual things, don't you? Bananas, apples, oranges, things like that. But here's a little quiz. Who can tell me what this is? Anybody know? Shout out.
Star fruit.
Star fruit. Let's have a look and see if you're right, Joan. Yes, well done. And the next one? Lychee. Are they lychees? Yes, well done. And I think I've got one more. Anybody know what that is? No, no, not a kiwi fruit. I've never heard of this. No, I think we better give them the answer, Joan. It's a chocolate pudding fruit. Who knew? Who knew? Why have I not tried one of these? They would definitely be on my shopping list if I could get hold of them. Chocolate pudding fruit. Isn't God good? He gives us all these fruits, some that we have never, ever heard of, and some that really look delicious. So, the variety of food in our world is staggering, and there is so much of it. Enough to feed twice the world's population, and all of this is what is remembered at harvest time, all gifts from God. But let's have a look at another word. Come on, Jazz. We've got to spell starve.
Okay. Right, so
this is your organisational skills coming in. Move along, girls. Move down. So that, come down this way. That's it. Oh, mind you.
And then A is the right place. R, can we come here? And then V and E switch
back. Brilliant. Hold them up, girls, so that everybody can see. That's it. Starve. I hope we've got starve. Yes, lovely. Despite having so much food and surplus of food on our planet, people are starving. Not just a few people tucked away in the corners of the world, but millions of people. There are so many places where the rich have lots and the poor have so little. The world's resources are not evenly spread. Even here in Chard, there are families that don't have enough to eat. How can we help? By supporting charities like the Lord's Larder to share what we have, and our gifts this morning are for the Lord's Larder in our town. Giving to BMS and other charities that help overseas can help as well. And there are some envelopes today if you'd like to give to the BMS Harvest Charity, which this year is focusing on Cyprus to bring basic supplies like rice and pasta to the food banks. Last word, Jazz, I promise the last word. Heart.
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 So we're
going to
move up a little bit further again.
This way, that's it, well done. Have we got it? Have we got hearts? Hold them up, girls. Hold them high. Yes, well done. Thank you. You might think, what on earth is this meant to be for? For people to share so that everyone has all they need, there needs to be a change of heart. It is easy to think that we can't do anything. After all, the poor and starving are too far away. They have nothing to do with us. We can't make a difference. But we can do something. We can give what we can to those working to relieve hunger, as we have said before, the Lord's Larder and other charities. Just one tin of food or a packet of pasta can help, and we can ask God to change our hearts so that we are more willing to share. We can ask God to change the hearts of those who rule countries where there is war so that aid can get in to those who are hungry. We can pray that God will soften the hearts of those countries where greed prevents those who are poor from getting all they need. There is so much need in the world today, and we can all make a difference. Well done, girls. Thank you very much for your help. Shall I collect those in? Well done. Now I'm going to introduce you to Will, our new youth and families worker. If you haven't already met him, do have a chat to him after the service. I think you're staying around for lunch, aren't you?
Only very briefly.
Well, they might catch you then before you go. Will is going to talk to us now. Thank you, Will.
Thank you. Okay, so harvest. There's one thing that I'm going to be focusing on today for a good harvest. Now that is light. You need good light for a good harvest. It can't be any light though. If you shine a torch on a load of crops, it's probably not going to do a lot. If you put your full beams on the car, it's probably not going to do a lot. If you're going to turn the light bulb on or over your plants, it might do something, but it needs to be the right light to get a good harvest. I'm going to share a story with you of when I was a teenager and I went to my friend's 18th birthday party. It was in Chard, and I live in Tatworth, just to give a bit of context. And it was going to be a late one. We didn't know quite when it was going to finish. Just silly o'clock in the morning. That's when the party was going to finish. And at the time, I didn't drive. I didn't want to rely on a lift because of the lateness of it. And so I decided to walk home afterwards. I know the road. I know the route. I know how long it's going to take. But there was one factor that I didn't think about when I was planning this journey. Anyone guess what it was? I got to a point where the street lights ended. There was no passing traffic. There was clouds in the sky. And if I had a phone back then, it certainly didn't have a torch on it. So I got to a point where it was very, very dark. It was pitch black. And I still had another 2-odd miles to find my way home. So I came up with an ingenious idea of travelling safely and getting to where I need to go. I managed to put one foot on the pavement, one foot in the road, and then walk all the way home. Just like that. So I could feel my way. I knew it was there somewhere. I just couldn't see it. So light is so, so important. And the light brings out the truth. When it's dark, you don't know what the truth is. You don't know what's there. You don't know what's around you. You don't know the way forward.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
So the darkness hides the truth. I'm going to tell you another story now of when I was in our youth group and we got together and we had a sleepover at one of our houses. And before I go on, actually, who has ever played hide and seek? Excellent. Who has ever played hide and seek in the dark? A few of you, yeah. It's a little bit harder, isn't it, when there's no light at all? So we thought, it's going to be a great idea to play hide and seek in the dark, and we did. And we played 3 or 4 different rounds, different people seeking every time. I was always hiding, and they never were able to find me. Every single round, I always won. And they were like, how did you do it? What was going on? Where were you? Because no one could ever find you. And I picked the same spot every single time. Now, throughout the house, obviously, it wasn't pitch black. You'd have a little bit of light from, like, electrical things or light shining in from the window. So there was a tiny little bit of light sort of around the house, and that's how everybody, apart from me, got found. So when they were asking, where were you? Where were you that we couldn't find you? And I took them up the stairs, and I showed them that all I was doing was sitting on the floor. I found one corner that had no light at all. And all I did was I just sat there and I watched the seeker go past, back and forwards, other people being found. And because it was so dark, they couldn't find me. And the darkness hides so much. The darkness hides the truth. We're going to have reading.
This is from John, chapter 8, verse 12. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Jesus is the light of the world. He can make your way clear so you can see where you're going. He can make the truth appear when we couldn't see it before. Jesus even said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he's obviously in that moment when I'm walking in the darkness, he's not just going to shine brightly in front of me to show me my way on a road walking back from a party, but he is going to show me the way that I need to go through life. And he's going to reveal the truth that's hidden by the darkness. Now, with the harvest, when the sun comes and hits the crops, it helps them grow up, it helps them grow strong, it helps them bear fruit of whatever plant they may be. It helps them to be fruitful. Let's just have our second reading, and I'll carry on.
This is from John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance.
Thank you very much. That's what we want, isn't it? We want to have purpose in our life. We want to have life and have it in abundance. We may think we know what that looks like. We may have ideas of how we think that might work. But it's only Jesus that reveals the truth that's in the darkness to us. And we want purpose for our life. We want the truth in our life. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And we'll go to the next one. Yeah, hope. The sun that we have here It's been great over the summer. It has been a pretty good summer. We've seen the sun come out probably more than normal over the last summer. But the sun does come, the sun does go. Okay? And certainly in England, you might have a really nice sunny day one day, and then the next 2 weeks it's raining and grey and pouring down and goodness knows what. But with Jesus, when he's saying he is the light of the world, there's no coming and going. He is there throughout, through this season and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. He's the light of the world for eternity. So as well as receiving the life and the life in abundance, we know that that is there all the time for us. We've got a hope for tomorrow. We've got a hope for the future, that light is not going to go away. And we don't want to be like another example is, who has ever travelled from their bed to the toilet at night time in the middle of the night, and you've either bashed into something, trodden on something, scraped your arm, bashed your head, slipped over something? I think it's happened to all of us. And there's so much that's hidden in the darkness. We want that truth. We want that light. We want to have a purpose whilst we're there. And we want to have a hope for the future as well. So I'm going to ask you today that when you feel that you're walking in the darkness in your life, just make sure you choose the right light. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. And now our harvest blessing. May the blessing of the God who cycles the seasons and swells the grain go with us. May the blessing of the Son who harvests and kneads and breaks the bread go with us. May the blessing of the Spirit who challenges us to a just sharing of earth's harvest go with us now and into the week ahead. Amen.